You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
So here we are, back for one more season. Would you believe it, Dan? I mean, I think there have been times over the summer where I've questioned whether I still want to do fantasy football, whether it's really a worthwhile use of your time. But then it always drags you back in, doesn't it? The transfer window opens, you see a lot of Premier League players going to other Premier League teams, and you start to get excited about them proving themselves. And that's why we are back for... How many seasons is this now, Danny Pryor?
It might be the sixth. It's the sixth or the seventh.
The sixth or seventh season. I think it might be the... I think it's the seventh, you know.
I mean, that's already my first wrong stat, inaccurate stat of the year.
Well, no, I think sixth, you're quite vague. Always be vague with the stats and then you can get away with it, can't you? But I think it's the seventh season because I think we started when I started at Absolute Radio and used to work at Global in Leicester Square and used to come across to our studios. Remember when we started back in the day?
Yeah.
Back when we used to have jingles and we were full of joy and excitement and powers that be to the jingles. Now here we are. I think we've sort of... are we jaded, do you think, over the seven
seasons? I think
you're
jaded because you lost two seasons in the bounce. So.
Yeah, I have lost two seasons. But I saw, you know, the comedian Josh Pugh, the very funny Brummy comedian. He says, and he tweeted the other day, anyone still managing a fantasy football team after October is a psychopath. I mean, basically, and that includes us. So we are, it's like a psychopath support group.
He sounds a hoot.
Now, really.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I said he sounds a hoot.
Yes. Well, no. I think he has a point. You know, most people, your casual FPL player gives up after the first couple of months, don't they? They blow their wild cards and they go, that's it. And then they give up. Whereas we are here for the whole season long, we're not going to the whole slog. And then we're going to have a break this season, of course, for the World Cup, Dan. But we are here for the long haul.
I said to someone at work, they were saying they should monitor the work leagues because the people that stick it out and win it, that's commitment. That's the sort of thing you want in your workers.
So is it commitment or psychopathic tendencies? Well, we'll let you be the judge. What did you say?
Yeah, you were just talking about psychopaths, so interesting start of the season.
It's just slag off all of our listeners, yeah. Yes, but I mean, look, you're all welcome here. You know, welcome back to another season. Dan Pryor, you are now no longer in your flat in East London. You've had a big summer. You've moved to Bedfordshire, summer transfer.
Hertfordshire.
Of course, yeah. Hertfordshire, nice. The home counties.
Well, it's where I am at home now, yeah.
It's your home is in a county, so yeah, that's true, yeah. Big move. What have I been doing? I took my two dogs to get castrated this morning, so they're currently on the vet's slab recovering.
Didn't fancy getting yourself sorted out while you were there?
No real need for me at this stage.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. I won't get into detail, but I don't need to. At this point, I don't need to go into any more detail than that. Dan, let's just cut to the chase, mate. Look,
I mean, let's get off of erectile dysfunction. And
no, that's not what I was talking about. That's unbelievable. An unbelievable leap, Dan. No, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh, hang on.
But again, I won't go into detail. But
should we go on to...
Talk about what
the stiff challenge of Premier League player selection.
It certainly is.
I mean, you like picking players that fire blanks all year, but are you going to have Salah this season? I don't think your theory, you know, the last couple of years you boycotted him, which you say it's obvious. I don't think it's obvious anymore. You got Kane, you got Hart, you got Salah. You could pick him legitimately now. And
I could do.
Especially Mane got.
I will rise to the occasion, Dan, but I won't be. I won't be with Mo. I'm sorry, but I mean, you know, he still looks like he's at his peak. Certainly, I think he's going to score a lot of points this season. But he's just not for me. I'm a committed Salah dodger, so I've not even considered putting him in. And my old friend Mane has gone to Bayern Munich. It's all about the Mane. No more. He's gone, and I'll miss him because he was a mainstay of mine since the old Southampton days, you know. But we move on, Dan. We move on. So he's not in my team. Mo Salah's not in my team. But let's just start. Where should we start, Dan? Because let's just go through our teams. Mine is changing every day at the moment, to be honest. But the front three are changing. It has to be said.
Go on, Emma. Well, I'll tell you straight off the bat. I've got a player in there I don't want to have in there, but he's been selected by so many people that I can't not have him, because if he does do well, then I'm in a bit of bother. So I've got him. I'm staying with the horde. I'm going by a team.
You're staying with the horde?
Selected players, you know. You go transfers, teams, players selected by percentage. And I'm just mostly with what everyone else is.
You're going with the crowd. But what's the point? Aren't you supposed to have differentials, Dan? I mean, what's the...
Well, you can have the odd one, but... No, I think
you've got Jesus. You're putting your faith in Jesus. Is that what you're saying?
I don't want Jesus, but I've got Jesus because he's got something like 80% ownership almost. And so
70, I think it's the most picked player in fantasy football history, no less than 71.5% of players have picked him. And I too have picked him. but you're right, it would be quite a gamble to not pick him. And he scored quite a few in pre-season. I don't care about the pre-season, really, though, man.
When does that carry through?
Well, I know, but it's a lot. I think a lot of it is based on the nice fixtures for Arsenal. In the opening, pretty much 7 or 8 game weeks, they've got decent fixtures. Mm-hmm. And he's got a point to prove, hasn't he, after always being rotated at Man City. And I'd personally quite like to see him banging in goals just to show Pep that his roulette isn't always the way forward. But
Haaland. Oh, no. Why did I sell Jesus?
Yeah, but I just wonder, is it a bold selection to go with a more... You know, more proven Arsenal striker in Nketiah, who's 1 million less, but no, only 0.9% on him. Will he start up front with Jesus, or is it just a one striker situation with Arsenal?
I don't know, but I mean, they've got Europe this season, don't they? So Nketiah can play on a Thursday when they're playing the
League. And Nketiah is really good. He had a really good end to last season, I seem to recall.
Yeah, but do you recall Willock having a good end to a season like 2 seasons ago?
Well, then he went to Newcastle. Yeah, is he still there?
No, he was at Newcastle. He scored like 7-7 or something.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah,
and then
that
never carried on. I don't really... End of season form, I don't always think that translates into new season form.
No, it's certainly true, Dan. It's certainly true. But so we've both got Jesus, right? And then, of course, a lot of other people are going straight with the big-name striker, Erling Haaland. I am not, Dan. He has been in one version of my squad, and it sort of changed after watching the Charity Shield. I know it's pre-season, but it didn't really seem to work that well. He didn't link up with KDB that much. KDB got a bit annoyed with him at times. He seems like he might take a few games to adapt to the Premier League. Dan, is he in your team?
No, but I think most people are buying Kane and then getting Haaland in the second week.
47% have got Erling Haaland from the start. Now, this is obviously you know, he's the headline grabber, isn't he? He's like we must have him in. He's like a must have. But not necessarily going to hit the ground running coming over from Germany, is it, from German football? It's not necessarily guaranteed that he's going to bang him in left, right and centre. So I've gone with a one more tried and tested striker and one new striker.
Okay.
So I've gone for, well, a guy who really was a natural selection. My team has evolved since the Charity Shield game, like I say. He scores goals like Darwin spotted new species of the Galapagos. Darwin Nunes, yes. Started the Charity Shield on the bench. Surely he's starting ahead of Bobby Big Teeth. Come on, when the season gets going, surely.
Okay.
He looks exciting to me. He's an exciting prospect at 9 million, Dan.
And who's the other one?
Watkins, based on for the first three games only. For the first three games. And that, and then I'm torn on Watkins and Kevin Wilson for Newcastle.
Callum.
Always like Callum Wilson. Kevin Wilson was he from Home Alone?
Kevin McAllister.
Kevin McAllister, so I'm getting who's Kevin Wilson? I don't even know.
How the hell do I know?
Callum Wilson is my other potential option who keeps coming in and then going out.
I've had him in my team here and there, yeah.
But I think Watkins, for those opening fixtures, away at Bournemouth, who haven't really signed anyone since getting promoted, at home to Everton, who look pretty awful still, and then away at Palace. I mean, I don't think Palace away is as easy a green game as people are saying it is. But I think I'll give Ollie Watkins the first couple of games to prove himself. So I've got Darwin Nunes, Gabriel Jesus and Ollie Watkins up front. Who are your strikers, Pryor?
I've got Kane.
Of course, but you're ignoring the August hoodoo then.
There isn't an August hoodoo.
What do you mean? He's never delivered in August.
He has delivered in August. He scored in August. That's gone. I remember last season he didn't play in August because he was on his...
Yeah, because of the hoodoo, because he was injured.
He wasn't injured, but he wanted to move, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in exile, yeah. So it was... out of how many Augusts has he had in the top flight now? What, four or five? He's only delivered on one August, I would suggest.
Right, well, look at the fixtures. Southampton at home, which I think Spurs actually lost last season. Chelsea away, which Spurs lost last season. Wolves at home. Forest away and West Ham away.
Forest away, which is
four green.
Tough game, yeah. Going to the fortress that is the City Ground.
I think he's got he's not had a tournament this summer. He's had a good pre-season with Conte, like building up his fitness. He looks...
I thought you weren't interested in the pre-season.
Not in terms of how they're playing, just in terms of he looks hench.
He looks hench. Oh, yeah, I saw his inspirational message to the Lionesses. Yeah, rousing as ever. Yeah, I didn't notice he looked hench. Has he been bulking up?
Conte, he's a fitness monster, isn't he? So I'm going Kane anyway, and I think there's that whole situation.
Of course you are.
If you've got money in Kane, then you can switch to Haaland if it turns out Haaland actually scores a hat-trick on the first day.
Yes.
And he won't cost
you money.
Whereas you've got Nunes, so you're going to have to make double transfer to get him in and make a...
That's true.
My other forward is subject to change, but right now I've got Julian Alvarez.
The other Man City... is he the Man City one, or is he...
Yes. I think this substitute thing changes things. So you can have subs that you don't necessarily think will start, and they're still probably going to play games because they're going to come on 5 games. And it means your bench isn't as important, I don't think, this season, because the odds are whoever you pick in your first 11 is going to get on.
We'll get a run out. That's a very good point. This is, I noticed you mentioned the new five subs things to me before. Yeah, and Alvarez, again, based on Charity Shield, he had more impact on the game than Haaland did when he came on.
So. I mean, all he's got to do is come off the bench and score every now and again in the same way as...
But he looks like he looks more of that Aguero-type striker that might work better at City than the big man up front.
I think Haaland's got a good 20-plus goals at him, and it depends what the penalties are. But yeah.
He certainly has been prolific throughout his career, undoubtedly, in Norway and Austria and Germany. So
he should
shed loads of goals. It's just whether it's going to happen in the first few weeks.
Why don't I start the sharing of the midfield then? Because obviously I've got Salah.
Okay, great.
Salah.
Obviously, yeah.
game
Captain
week
Obvious. Why change the habit of a lifetime? Yeah,
tempted to just keep him captain all season. Some of his first five games, I mean, Fulham away, Palace home, Man U away, which he did all right in, Bournemouth home, Newcastle home. I mean, they're great fixtures. I should probably have three Liverpool players, maybe.
Yeah, most people have got three Liverpool players.
At the moment,
I've had until recently, yeah, and I've got I have got three actually. Yeah, you have to have three, I think, really.
I've got the just going against what I said, but he was good from January, not just the end of the season. He's this fella Bruno from Newcastle, Gomeres.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah.
I mean, these are subject to change, really. I've also got Martinelli.
Yes, I too have Martinelli, who seems like he did really well last season.
But I've also got Smith Rowe. And I think I'll probably get rid of one.
Yeah, he was good last season, but that seems a bit Arsenal overkill to me. But
yeah, I'll probably get shot of one of them. It's a bit of a tough market for 6 million midfielders. And then the other one I've done is, yet again, jumped on what everyone else is doing because I just think it's safe, is a fella for 5 million, Leon Bailey, who spent a lot of last season.
Oh, yes.
Good. But apparently he's had a good pre-season.
Yes.
They've got the opening fixtures like usual.
He's had a good pre-season, yeah.
Right.
Leon Bailey was good. I think I signed him by accident towards the end of last season, thinking I was signing Jacob Ramsey, and got them mixed up and signed the wrong one. Jacob Ramsey, also good. Jacob Ramsey, he's only 5.5 still. My midfield, Dan, it contains Son Heung-min, obviously, 25% ownership. Is there any reason why he shouldn't be in my team, Dan? Is he coming back from Korea or something? He's had a good preseason, hasn't he?
Yeah,
as far as I know.
Yeah,
you know, fresh from his golden boot, he seems quite an obvious choice. And that's where
I enjoy his little camera celebration as well. There's no one else doing that. There's a lot of other celebrations a lot of people do, but it feels like the heart one and stuff. But Son's little camera one. It seems
what's that where he pretends to have his own, he does his own sort of shot, he frames his face.
I like that little celebration. No one else has
it's a sort of iconic, isn't it, really?
I imagine that's in FIFA, No, I'd like to have Son, but I can't have Son, Kane.
Well, Son or Kane, isn't it? Yeah. One or t'other. So, yeah, you could sort of make a brand around Son's camera framing thing. And speaking of making brands, Dan, I've gone with my heart over my head on this signing. A man who has his own sportswear range with his trademark. Now, that's a goal celebration. He puts his two fingers by his cheeks with his thumb stuck out and his tongue sticking out, and he's got his own brand of sportswear and his name is Jesse. Do you have to, Jesse Lingard? Oh, what a signing for Forest. Huge. And I'm getting excited about the prospect of him, and I don't even think he's properly match fit, but I'm going to put him in my squad just because I've not picked Forest players in the FPL possibly ever. So I can't have them back in the Premier League and not pick some of their players.
Raises the point of club loyalty over cold hearted.
Well, exactly.
Strange situation where there seems to be a sort of disconnect between what Forest fans think of signing Jesse Lingard and what the rest of the world thinks about.
Yeah, there really is. Yeah. Hey, well, look, we just come up from the Championship. And I think someone pointed out that, like, last April, he was Player of the Month in the Premier League. He got Goal of the Month in the Premier League. He's banging in goals for West Ham, whereas Forest were almost getting relegated at the time in the Championship.
When you say April just gone, you're talking about another year ago.
No, yeah, maybe an April before that one, yeah. April 21. I think he could be amazing. It's a bit of a gamble. Granted, for 6 million, I'm going on a little gamble for Jesse.
Okay.
Then I've got Martinelli. I've got Son. I'm also going for Raheem Sterling at 10 million.
He's tempting,
He seems to be starting as a striker in pre-season, playing up front.
Well, the science has it.
Well, yes. I mean, it's not 100% sure where he's going to start yet, but surely he's going to be starting. That's probably why he went there, to get first-team regular football, I'd imagine, after getting sick of the rotation at the Etihad. Surprisingly, only 6.9%. I mean, if he hits form up front for Chelsea, he could be banging him in left, right and centre for 10 million. I think his price has come down from last season, in fact, hasn't it? I think so,
yeah.
Yeah, so he's come down. Oh, he was 12 million at one point, so now he's down to 10. And I don't think, just because he's had a little bit of a quiet year for Man City, rotting on their bench a lot of the time, I think he's another one with a point to prove, like Jesus. So I'm thinking he could hit the ground running. And they've got decent fixtures, Chelsea, haven't they, to start with? You know, Everton away is always nice. You look at that, you're thinking, yeah, great. And like you say, Tottenham at home, they tend to like. Leeds away, then Leicester at home. And Leicester are just selling players at the moment, not buying anyone. So God knows what they're up to. So, yeah, I think...
Is that all your midfield?
And then one other, which I think is one that many people have, is a cheap make weight who probably will start most games for Fulham. Andreas Pereira, 4.5 million. Everyone's got him as a cheap midfielder, 25% ownership. Just come from Man United, didn't he? Supposed to be very good. They'll probably start with him every game. And for 4.5 million, he seems like a decent one. Who is your cheap midfielder, by the way, Dan?
Bailey at the moment.
Oh, yeah, Bailey. Yeah, yeah, still fairly cheap.
Yeah, I haven't really got on that, fellas. But I don't want a midfielder that I don't ever want to play, so I haven't got that fella. Goalkeeper is interesting, guys, and I've just changed my goalkeeper.
Yeah, I keep changing every day. Yeah, at the moment,
I'm going down the road of it doesn't matter who's in goal, because it's the money doesn't really translate that much into points. You're better off having a defender if it's someone for a good club. So at the moment, I've just switched it today. So at the moment, I've gone with the two that play for Leicester that are left over when Schmeichel leaves.
Yeah, because Schmeichel's gone, hasn't he? But is there one of them that's definitely going to start out of
it? It doesn't matter. They're 4 mil each, so 8 mil for my goalkeepers. It's the cheapest possible goal. I was down.
So you've gone for both of them. You've gone for both of them.
If one doesn't play, the other one will play.
But very bold tactic, yeah, wow.
It so just means Danny Ward... can't buy two Leicester players on the outfield now, but that doesn't concern
me. That seems to be okay, because they've not done anything in the transfer window, have they, really, apart from sell?
No,
there's even talk of Vardy going.
Emerge a
panic transfer at Man United. Which
What's your goalkeeping situation?
It's a good idea. I quite like the idea of that weird 2-4 million goalkeepers. I mean, I think it's nice to have one premium goalkeeper and one cheap one. But So obviously my 4.5 million goalkeeper is Dean Henderson. Again, I'm sort of going with my heart, but he kept, when he was in goal for Sheffield United and kept them in the Premier League, he was amazing, got loads of save points, had a very strong season. I'm predicting similar things, hopefully.
That Forest keeper he did have that he loves, where's he now?
Yeah, I loved him. Brice Samba, he wanted to go back to France, it would appear. I mean, either they gave him a bad offer of a new deal, or he was homesick and he'd done his job. And to be fair, you know, he was amazing. He was an amazing goalkeeper for us, got us to the playoff final, but he didn't want to stick around. So, and I think Dean Henderson is better.
So who's the sub?
He is the sub, Dean Henderson, my sub goalkeeper at 4.5. And then it's either Alisson, Mendy, or Edison, really. I mean, it's one of the obvious ones, really. But I've put a bit more stock in goalkeepers now, probably, depending on Liverpool outfield players, because I'm still potentially, I say that's my midfield, it's not 100% finished, because I have just recently decided to take out Luis Diaz, and I may put him back in at 8 million, so I may juggle things around, because he's very good. So it depends. If I've got two Liverpool outfield players, I'll probably put Alisson in.
Right.
5.5, he's all right, isn't he? He's going to keep clean sheets.
Countdown clock tells me we've got 5 minutes left of this meeting.
Oh, quick. Okay. We better rattle through the defence. Quick.
Which is where I've locked a load of my money this season. I think it's where the smart money
is. Of course, yeah. It's a good idea, yeah. Yeah, nice. So
Everyone's got Neco Williams, haven't they?
Yeah, Nico, apparently it's pronounced. He's my third Forest player. Yeah, I think he's like Scouse. They call him Nico. Nico Williams. Everyone's got him.
I'm not calling him Nico.
4 million. He'll start every week. He's going to get assists. He looks really good. So, yeah, everyone's got him, though.
I haven't got Trent because I've got Robertson. I've gone down the dark side and gone the other
I've also got Robertson because he's my guy. I thought Trent's your guy. Yeah,
it was, but he's 0.5 more. And Robertson, from January, outscored him, so...
Yeah, that 0.5 is undoing, isn't it? Certainly, yeah. Granted.
Cancelo.
Yes, Mr. Obvious again as well, 7 million.
Yeah.
He's been in my team, but he's currently not in there. I've switched them out for Kyle Walker because Kyle Walker's so cheap this season. I'm just thinking, you know, if he's going to start, now they're not getting Cucurella or whatever, Cuckoo from Brighton, maybe Kyle Walker will get more starts, get forward more, get more assists, you know. Possibly not, but he's cheap at 5 million. Yes, he's in there as well. I think most people's back lines are very similar.
Well, he's out talking to you. Yeah, I've only got one left.
Nico Williams, Robertson, James. I have all the same. And then an Aston Villa wing back, I would suggest.
Well, you going deep, you know?
Have you got one?
No.
Well, I was either going cash. I was going cash for a while. And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. Because a lot of people have gone with cash for those first three games. Luca Dina, as you know, if he's fully fit again, taking free kicks, you know, getting assists and goals. He's got a lot in his locker. Who's your other one?
The guy who we used to always rave about his hairline. It's down in football, you used to say, Kieran Trippier.
No, Kieran Trippier. Did I say that? The sexiest man in football.
Wow. You used to say something along
the way. I thought you were talking about Danny Drinkwater when you were talking about hairline.
He's got two very easy fixtures, Forest home, Brighton away. He got two assists in pre-season, which goes against what I said about not paying much attention to it. But
yeah,
I've still got a million in the bank, and I'm tempted to get Perisic, but I just don't think he's going to start in the.
That's what I was going to ask you about, actually, Dan. Yeah, what is the deal with the Spurs defenders? Because Reguilon has gone down to 4.5. Is he leaving? What the hell's going on now?
It's between him and Sessegnon. It's Perisic and Sessegnon for left back. Right back still seems up for grabs, but it doesn't seem like your favourite boy, Sven. He's going to get much of a look into the start.
I don't think he will. No, it's weird that you signed him because I think we sort of lost interest in him and thought, oh, we're going to get someone else.
You've got all your wages are going on J-Lings for a player.
He ran out of steam. Great for us. He was amazing for us last season, but the last quarter of the season, he sort of got found out a bit by defences, I think, and ran out of steam a bit. But he's still very young, and I love him. He's amazing. He's very skillful. Wing back, so I think he's maybe one for the future for you lot, rather than right.
Certainly an FPL future. So that's where I am. I've got a million in the bank. I could switch Trippier out. I could
saving money. Alvarez. Nice.
Well, yeah. The next transfer, you see.
Yeah.
I need to get rid of one of those two, if not both of those Arsenal midfielders. So I'm still lots to do, and I also, if Leicester sign a keeper, that completely means I have to go back to my old plan, which I think is
that's going to scupper you, isn't it? Yeah.
We'll see where we
are. Nice. Well, Trippier's certainly on my watch list, and he has been in versions of my team. But I mean, there's a lot of good watch list players, aren't there, you know, to keep an eye on. but I think we're out of time, are we, Dan? We haven't talked about players changing position as well, because St. Maximan is now a midfielder, not a striker, and at 6.5, he seems like a decent shout. Huang for Wolves is now a midfielder as well. They're the two big... No, I don't think. I think he's still there. He's definitely still there. He was playing in pre-season, but he's now a midfielder. But he wasn't prolific towards the end of last season anyway. So it's not like a. But he's a watch list player.
We've got Neto. That's why a lot of people have got Wolves Neto, because apparently he's playing from pre-season. I feel like some of the midfielders should be forwards like Son and Salah, but still don't do it.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. I think we have about 30 seconds, so...
let's wrap it up, Dan.
...season, and the code is on our Game Week HQ Twitter and on Facebook.
Yes.
And yeah, guess
what? Get involved.
Remember that...
It may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious, Dan.
Boom.
Game Week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.